hard start that we just heard a report on in the news that 11:15 would be a hard start for the celebration at City Hall, beginning the kickoff of the celebration of Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens, might not be so hard. We're getting tweets now suggesting that we probably will have another 25-minute delay in this, as the Ravens themselves, Keith Mills, are apparently stuck on their way to City Hall. Keith Mills joins me from M&T Bank Stadium. Keith, let me start off by saying I've gotten a lot of calls. People are frustrated. People are trying to make it to the stadium. They're abandoning their vehicles. This is just symbolic, though, of the whole area that has fallen in love with this team. I want to go back to
it. Yeah, no question. See, I think what has happened, see, is during a normal game, you know, there's a routine for fans. They've been here. They know where to park. They know what the security situations are. There are a lot of fans who are coming down here and are coming to the stadium for the first time, or have never done this before, and they really don't know where to go. They don't have the normal parking security down here, so they're sending them everywhere, and it is crazy. But I'll tell you what, as Scott Wyckoff said, the scene inside the stadium right now is absolutely mind-boggling. The field is almost filled with fans. The upper deck is filling up. The club level is filling up. There's a chance by the time the Ravens get here in a couple of hours, whenever that may be, that this place is going to be jam-packed.
And also City Hall, Keith, is jam-packed. When you look at national television, having flown.
Yeah, we're looking at it here, too. Yeah.
It is amazing to see the turnout. And imagine there are more people that just can't make it that are on their way.
Can't make it because they really don't know where else. You know, once their main route is shut down, they don't know where to go. You know, you and I can get around the city on a skateboard if we have to, you know. But you know, the parking lots are filled. The garages are filled. Brett Hollander, who you just had on, my colleague, he's been coming. It's taken him 90 minutes to get from Canton to here.
And he can see the stadium. He can actually
see it. He could have walked here.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Keith, as we're going through this I really want to stress and get across to people that wherever you are, whatever frustration people are feeling, please understand it's a celebratory day. This is about celebrating something fantastic.
Yeah, be patient. There's a lot of room on the parade route for you. There's still some room inside the stadium. You'll get a chance to see the Ravens, I guarantee it. Just make sure be careful and be safe when you come out here. Yeah, see, patience is the word of the day. As I look out in my head, we are just kind of blown away by this presence of the fans inside the stadium.
It's incredible. We can hear the noise. We can hear the music. And I just think that as of this celebration today, Keith, we're going to look back and think about what this team means to this community and means to this area.
Well, we saw it with the Orioles back with Brooks Robinson. We saw it with Johnny Unitas and his era. We then saw it, obviously, with Cal and Eddie in the early 80s. The connection, the emotional connection to this team and this franchise. In the last 4 or 5 years, it has quadrupled in terms of fans just falling in love with this team.
How about traveling with the team? Going across the country with the team.
It's amazing. You know, Green Bay and Pittsburgh has a reputation of being, and Dallas has a reputation of being three of the elite teams in terms of fan bases that travel. Well, the Ravens right now are in that class. I was blown away by what we saw down in New Orleans. A lot of fans went down there, see, didn't even have tickets. They just wanted to be a part of the party, and they were, and the fans and the players.
How about the fans in New England that we saw after the game when the New England fans left? All of our fans that took up rows and rows of stands.
Incredible. I was walking towards the French Quarter on Friday, and I heard the Seven Nation Army chant when I was on Canal Street about four blocks away. And we've heard it 3 or 4 times already here. That's become the mantra of this football team. And it can break out at any time. It can break out in the concession line. It can break out on the field. It can break out in a red light outside the stadium.
As we wait, Keith, as we are going through this and waiting, and we really, it's a reflection. I've been talking to Carlos sitting in the car, reflecting on this past year and how everything has culminated. There are going to be a lot of Ravens that aren't going to be here after today. So as we celebrate this, this is really a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah, as John Harbaugh said right before his last press conference, said, you know, this is the last time these guys will be together. There will not be another 2012 Ravens football team again. Paul Kruger, Donnell Ellerbe, Mary Williams, Matt Burke, Joe Flacco technically is a free agent, though it looks like that deal is going to get done, no doubt. But there will be transition. There always is. There'll be draft picks coming in trying to make this team. There'll be guys that are waived. There'll be guys that aren't signed.
Well, we have a salary cap issue. We're $5.5 million over top right now, right?
Yeah. That'll Ozzie and Pat Moriarty, the Ravens salary cap guru, they'll work it out. But you know what Ozzie Newsome has done, see, and this is really hard. The Colts did it with Peyton Manning. New England did it with Tom Brady. Is that they maintained a level of excellence for a long period of time with a lot of transition. Remember 3 years ago, they got rid of Derek Mason and Todd Heap and Kelly Gregg.
And people said, what are they doing? People are like, what's going on?
The fans almost panicked. Well, you brought in Dennis Pitta. Yep. You brought in Ed Dixon. And you had guys taking the place. Art Jones and Terrence Cody came in for Kelly Gregg.
Yes.
You had guys.
I mean, Jared Johnson. People have said we lost Double J.
Torrey Smith replacing Derek Mason.
Yes.
At that time, people were like, Torrey Smith has trouble catching the football at University of Maryland.
Yep.
Well, he's on the verge of becoming an elite wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's how you have to do it. You have to reload on the fly if you're going to maintain a level of dominance in the NFL, and that's exactly what the Ravens have done.
Keith Mills and I are co-hosting as we head towards whenever this begins, starting at City Hall.
This might be a night game before we're done, see?
Millsy is on board, and we will take some of your phone calls. Please call us if you're in traffic, if you're stuck, if you're walking. Give us a call. Let us know what you're going through. But understand this. We're celebrating today, okay? We're celebrating today.